With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
I feel a hunger, it's a hunger, trying to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I should wonder when I feel you with my appetite. With all the power you're releasing, it isn't safe to walk the city streets alone. Anticipations run through me. Let's find the key and turn this engine on. I can feel you breathe. I can feel your heartbeat faster.
Are we good to go? The mic is on. Hello, is this thing on? Hi there, everybody.
Hello, Nick.
Long Island's Eddie Money.
How old was he?
70. He had a heart valve procedure, and there were some complications. You know, it's unbelievable. You know that old, I'm not making light of his death, obviously, but my friend used to use that line. You know what the definition of minor surgery is? Surgery performed on somebody else. Because, you know, heart valve nowadays is like nothing. Do you know what Dick Schaap died of? Hip replacement surgery.
Really? Infection.
Yep. And it's just, once it happens, man, you realize how helpless you are. So, two tickets to Paradise, which is just what you were listening to there. Take Me Home Tonight is what you were listening to there. Excuse me. Also did two tickets to Paradise. And from Long Island, so Long Island's own prolific son. He also, by the way, he was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. So, I mean, it's not just the heart thing. The guy was having some serious
health issues.
Yeah. Real name, Edward Joseph Mahoney, if you're scoring at home.
Eddie Money.
So there you go. We're going to have who?
Tom Leach.
So he's joining us like right now, as a matter of fact.
Is he on?
I don't know. Nick's going to call him. He's got his mouth stuffed with a Frenchie. By the way, can I show my age here now and have people text me and say, go ahead, get off my lawn? I don't think I'm that way, but I will own it here. Was walking down the sidewalk here and just
minding your own business.
Dead. It was a very, very lovely young lady that went by. And I said, wow, that's a very lovely young lady walking by. And I can't help it. She turned, and as the comedian Tim Wilson used to say, she basically had a tackle box on her face. And I, she had the hook in her nose and the thing, and I just can't get past that.
That doesn't do anything.
No,
for me.
I just
doesn't
can't
do anything.
You know, I'm not the. I know everybody's got tats now, and some are okay, and I don't. But nothing. The tackle box on the face, as Tim Wilson calls it. That is, I just can't have a hard time working around that. I mean, unless she's good to go going fishing, honey. Come here, let me just
pull it off. I want this for. Give me one for the bass.
I need one for a bass. Turn
the bluegill.
Give me your left ear. I need to get something for. That's terrible. Sorry. Go ahead. Right. Fire away. Let me have it. I don't care.
Get it's off just, my grass.
Not my thing. Just everybody's got a thing. Not my thing.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not into that myself.
Wow. How about that? Chris Carlin leaving WFAN. How about that? This is going to rock Sweeney's world. Andy Sweeney, for those of you listening here in Louisville, those of you listening in Lexington, you should know Andy's got the afternoon show here now called The Take. But I grew up in New York, and he's dedicated and devoted to New York radio more than I am. Chris Carlin, who has been a prominent figure on WFAN, is gone. And the thing about radio is they never let you have a goodbye because they're always afraid if they give you a long goodbye, you'll abuse it somehow.
What was that movie? There was a movie out, the Long Kiss Goodbye or something like that.
I think it's called The Long Goodbye, wasn't it?
I thought it was The Long – yeah, okay.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's The Long Kiss Goodbye. But he left Philadelphia, went to WFAN, which for those of you who don't know, for many years was the number one billing radio station in the United States of America. It was never it's never been number one in the ratings in New York, but since the demographic that's their primary listener is exactly who advertisers want, the 32-year-old male is right the bullseye of the target.
Doesn't make any difference how many it's
that's
the
who
target.
They want, and yeah. So people threw money at them like they had to wear a helmet, so it's a big deal, and he'd be leaving. Lasted less than 2 years with WFAN, and I think Sweeney's going to be heartbroken. I think he liked Chris Carlin. I don't know. We'll see. Radio business is a very, very odd business.
It's a tough hustle.
No, seriously. I mean, it is. Coaching is bizarre, and radio is the only business that's as goofy, if not more so. But some people navigate through it like it's just
go with the flow.
And Paul Rogers is one of those guys, and our next guest is one like that as well. He does not get caught up in the ebb and flow of the vagaries of broadcasting. He just goes about his business with a smile on his face.
He does do that.
And that is Tom Leach, who joins us now, who's never been caught up in the flotsam and jetsam of the broadcasting business. Hello, Thomas.
The last one was the weed they're talking about out in California, right?
That's right. That's what got Justify in trouble. That's exactly right. How you doing, bud?
I am doing well. Looking forward to Monday.
Yeah, we are too. I got to tell you, it's going to be fun. And now I'll ask you the question I ask everybody who's been in this. You've been to the castle?
I have. My wife had a friend a couple of years ago who was involved with a Humane Society charity event that was out there, and it was very cool. And then went there to dinner once as well. The restaurant that they have now is very nice. And wanted to go to a concert this summer to see a group, and it didn't work out. Mike will be familiar with Exile played a concert up on the roof there. They have on the roof in the summer.
Wow, I'd like to see that because I've eaten in the restaurant too. The restaurant is farm to table, so good. I mean, if you're a bacon eater, I don't care what you have, get bacon on it.
Really?
The bacon is the best bacon I've ever eaten.
Very little in life that's not better with bacon or chocolate.
That's exactly.
Bacon or what?
Chocolate, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
This bacon is the best bacon I've ever had. It is, it's worth committing a crime. That's terrible to say, but yeah.
I'm not a bacon guy, but I'm a chocolate guy.
It would be good, yeah. All right, I got to ask you this. My partner here in town has always said, obviously you root for the home team, and it's a lot more fun when they win, but he still has loved calling the games, even with some lean years. And Kentucky football had some lean years. But, boy, they've been on a bit of a roll of late. How much more fun is it for you, Thomas?
Well, I'll tell you, there's two things. One is, and in the bad years, people say, boy, I bet you're glad that was over. Like, not really, because Paul would say the same thing. That's what we like to do best is call games.
Yep.
And we get, at best, maybe about 50 times a year to do that. So you kind of appreciate everyone. Now, by the same token, Kaywood Ledford once told me, you sound better when they win, and I've come to have a great appreciation of that.
That is absolutely the truth. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, Tom, Bob knows this feeling. When we lose, particularly on the road, we got to get back on that plane. You and I sit usually in the same row, and it's always interesting to see everybody's reaction to a loss, including us, right?
Yeah, and the older members of the traveling party usually are a little more affected about it. People always ask, how are the players? They're like, they're the same after a win. They put on their headphones and they go to sleep and listen to music. It's about the same whether they win or lose, it seems like, on most trips.
Let's talk a little about what you see, what you know, what you're hearing from the coaches. Really unfortunate injury, certainly, to Terry Wilson. There's no question after just absolutely making no bones about the fact they were going to ask more of him this year and all the work he put in the offseason. But at least they got a guy who's stepping in. While the level of play wasn't SEC level, he still took a lot of snaps and had some moments. What are you looking at for the new guy in charge?
That's just a big unknown right now. I would say this. I was talking to one of the assistant coaches today, and I said, really, if you look at where Steven Johnson was 3 years ago when he was pressed into service as the backup because of an injury, Sawyer Smith has seen a lot more in terms of level of competition and accomplished a lot more than Steven had at the same point in time. Now, Steven went out and produced at a high level, became a great leader and made big plays, and so it remains to be seen if Sawyer can follow that script. But, you know, he's was MVP of their bowl game, gets mentioned a lot. But, I mean, he was the backup, but he played out at Nebraska last year. It's a Power 5 opponent. In 2016, they nearly upset Clemson at Clemson. He played some in that game. So he's, you know, he's seen the speed of the game at this level, at least.
As I look at the game, Tom, and you and I talked about this the other day, Franks has been somewhat erratic in his career. He's got pretty good numbers to start this year. But Kentucky had a lot of success against his passing last year. Do you think that with this young defensive backfield that Florida is going to try their best to pass more against Kentucky? And can the defensive front at Kentucky hurry Franks into some passes? Don't you think that's got to be what they want to do?
I would think so, because last year, you know, Kentucky could feel pretty confident in putting their corners on other receivers, and that they could, you know, if not win the matchups, at least hold their own against anybody that they were seeing. Now you've got a bunch of very, you know, comparatively green guys that are out there. So, yeah, that's what you'd want to do. Now, conversely, what Kentucky loved to do, I was talking to Tom Hart of ESPN, who did the game last year down at the Swamp, and has done a lot of Florida games, and he said Franks is a guy who, if he gets off to a good start, can really get in a nice groove. If he gets off to a bad start, it can get in his head a little bit. So, you know, that would be a big key if Kentucky could get some pressure on him and rattle him and get him out of the gate slowly, because that might not be, you know, and some guys are, you know, comfortable bouncing back from a slow start. The book on him, anyway, is that that's not really his M.O.
You would think, well, I would think, I shouldn't speak for you, given the fact that you're going to have to acclimate on the fly to a new quarterback, it'd be great if he comes out just firing away and, you know, completes his first 12 passes and Kentucky's got a 21-0 lead. But you got to think it's going to take him a little while to engage in the battle, so to speak. Doesn't it come down to if Kentucky's defense can get the job done early just to make sure that, you know, nothing else, the game doesn't get away from them? Because if they can, defense can keep him in the game, then he gets a few snaps under his belt. Maybe Mark Stoops is comfortable with, you know, calling some plays for him, take some shots down the field. I think you got to give him a chance to get his legs underneath him, don't you? I mean, I know he played last week, but come on, that's not Florida.
No, it's not, and I would think so. And the other thing is, you know, you want to try to avoid putting him in bad situations early to help him get off to a good start. So, you know, you're probably not going to come out and sling the ball all over the field to begin the game. So you hope you can have success running the ball. You hope your defense can keep you close, and that it's, you know, maybe a lower scoring game, and you just kind of hang around, because the longer you hang around, number one, you're at home. So that helps. Number two, a quarterback in, you know, somewhat untested, at least at this level, quarterback gains confidence with each passing quarter that he does well and has some success. And then on the Florida side, you know, they were the group, a lot of those guys that were out there last year on the field were the group that saw the streak end, and just a competitor in them, you know, that's going to be a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So the longer that they can't put you away, the more it eats at them. And all of those things work in Kentucky's favor, and they've been pretty good these last few years at winning those games where they hang around to the fourth quarter and find a way to win close games. And I would think if, you know, if it's close going into the fourth quarter, they'd be just fine, even if they're behind a little bit.
Going into this year, there were some question marks whether the receiving core could be upgraded and help out Terry Wilson. And we saw that in the first two games. They looked much more impressive on the receiving end. Now, Lynn Bowden, he is a guy that you could put into situations, I think, that maybe takes some pressure off of Sawyer. and maybe get some really nice runs or gains. He's got the speed to compete with the Florida speed. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I think that's a guy you want to try to – well, any game in particular, now that you know, Benny Snell's gone, you're going to look to get a lot of touches in different ways with Lynn, but even more so in Sawyer's first game as a starter. And then the other guy, you know, Florida's Coach Grantham's known as being a guy that loves the blitz, and even if he wasn't, he probably would be against a new quarterback. And number 14 over there, that's 6'6 and 240, I think I'd always know where he is, and I just kind of like they used to throw the lob up to Anthony Davis. Just throw the lob up if you get in pressure.
Post him up, right? Just take him, post him up.
Just post him up, that's right. As you say, let him get big and post him up.
Yep.
I'll tell you a very fast story to lead to my question here. I was at a clinic once, and my brother, God rest his soul, I was amused by this because he was showing a system, and the guy raised his hand. Mike, I know you've gone through this. What happens, Coach, if your two-man isn't really a good shooter? And he said, all right, well, then you can move this option to this. Okay, well, what happens now if the two and three are not really good shooter? All right, well, then you'd have the one-man try and get in. What happens if the one-man can't hold the ball and he drops the pen? He says, then you suck. Your team is just no good. Why are you even here? So I'm going to ask a question that my guess is if it happens, it's going to be close to a lost year. But a texter asked me, who plays quarterback if Sawyer gets hurt? Who is the guy after that?
Yeah, it's Walker Wood is from Lafayette High School in Lexington, who is the third guy right now. They have a freshman, Monty Gilmore, but you know he's you know Walker's been in the system. Even though he hadn't played, he's been in the system and just has greater command of the offense. So he's the guy that they would turn to. And you know I would suspect you'd see more you know Wildcat type stuff if
right.
they had to turn to that. So it'd be, you know, back in 09, Mike Hartline went down with an injury, and the backup was a guy named Will Fiddler from Henderson County. And so they went to a plan where, for a while, he would play some, Randall Cobb would play some out of the Wildcat and play back their quarterback. And then Morgan Newton was a true freshman that they took the red shirt off, and he'd play some. And they kind of, you know, mixed and matched. And, you know, if it got to that point, I would suspect it'd be something like that.
Now, didn't
they just kind of, you know, try to do it with, as the old saying is, duct tape and baling wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't I read someplace, Tom, where Bowden played some quarterback in high school?
Yeah, he played quarterback in high school.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, much like Randall did down in Tennessee. So, yeah, they'd be similar in that regard.
Let me ask you this, Tom, even though it's got nothing to do with football or even basketball, but you're a horse racing guy. What do you make of the whole Justify story? I know you got an opinion on it. What do you make?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to avoid having a strong opinion yet because, you know, more with each, you know, circulation of the news cycle, a little more stuff comes out. And so I'm going to wait and see if there's some explanation that seems – you know, plausible, and let the thing play out. It's a bad look, certainly, for racing. And, you know, I think, you know, they could do a much better job, you know, of crisis management and transparency that would help them, not just in this case, but in a lot of cases. And that's not only true for the racing industry. It's true in a lot of cases. So, you know, I want to try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt to at least – to use your phrase, let the cake bake a little bit.
Fair enough. Well, we should let you go, my friend. You better get that bocce arm cranked up. It's going to be quite a field. We got Chris Redman coming, Jacob Tammy, Dan Issa, Louis Dampier. There's going to be a whole bunch
Doug
of good
Flynn.
Folks. Doug Flynn's going to be there. Mike Pratt will be there. So you better bring your A game, pal.
You know, I don't know if I can make it now.
I scared him away. I didn't want to do that.
Talent begets talent.
We will look forward to seeing you, Tom. We always appreciate you being there, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday, my friend.
I've always looked forward or enjoyed playing in it in the past. I've never won, so I've still got that on my bucket list.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure Mike has either.
No, I have not.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe this will be the year. You never know.
Well, maybe I can at least beat Mike then.
That won't be hard. You'll be okay.
All right, Tom. Have a good call tomorrow. Thanks very much. Tom Leach with us here. We'll take a short time out, but before we do that, let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. It's the home of
one of the best warranties you'll find anywhere. It's the windows are guaranteed for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. Now that is a company standing behind their product. And why do they do that? Because the windows are made with aerospace technology. It's called Super Spacer, which is more efficient than traditional metal spacers because those metal spacers are conductors of heat and cold. You wind up paying your money and it literally goes out the window. Not with these windows. They're beautiful, they're efficient, and you buy one, you get one free. It's free installation, and your house will have that new glow that you get with new windows. They also have beautiful doors. You can get your whole house with a spiffy facelift, and you can do it as effortlessly as giving them a call at Universal Windows Direct. It's as great a deal as you'll get. Have them do the demonstration, which I'm sure they'll be happy to do. I love the one they put a blowtorch on one side of the window, and you put your hand right up against the glass on the other side. You can't even feel the heat. That's how efficient they are with the seal. That's how high quality these windows are. So check them out. Delighted to have Fast Break Friday presented by Universal Windows Direct. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. We're back with a short TO, timeout, as they say, and then we shall roll on here on ESPN 680-1057.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in the hands or feet, continual numbness, tingling or burning sensation, balance problems, decreasing the quality of your life? This is Mike Pratt, University of Kentucky Basketball Hall of Famer. I am here to talk to you about Dr. Anthony Sears, author of Your 21st Century Doctor. One issue that has long frustrated Dr. Sears, that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of, is the potential dangerous side effects of the prescription drugs that they are using. They are unaware of recent studies that reveal the very drugs they're taking are actually making the condition worse. Dr. Sears' passion is showing patients how to reverse their neuropathy and live without the fear of the inevitable downward spirals created by the disease itself and the typical cocktail drug approach. To learn more, I invite you to his free seminar, Blueprint to Neuropathy. This seminar is free. Seating is limited. Call now to reserve your spot, 1-888-655-PAIN. Again, 1-888-655-PAIN.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Ever notice some jewelry stores feel like a drive-thru?
Welcome to Cookie Cutter Jewelry. May I take your order, please?
I'll have the number 3. Same old engagement ring. Hey, could I get it with a larger center diamond with a Tacori setting? Maybe with a halo?
No, sir. This isn't Genesis Diamonds. We don't have so many choices. We don't even carry Tacori. We're really more into mass production, so what'll it be?
Okay, I guess I'll just have a regular number 3.
Yeah, would you like to add a limited warranty for an extra $200 a year?
Sure.
Looking for more? Just keep driving to Genesis Diamonds, where your menu of choices includes thousands of engagement rings from the world's top designers like Tacori, Verragio, and Henry Dossi. Not generic rings, unique handcrafted fashion-forward rings she'll be proud to show off.
Drive up to the second window, sir. There you go.
Excuse me, I think I got the wrong order.
Actually, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. Have a nice day.
Making the decision of a lifetime soon? Take your time with Genesis Diamonds experts and select the ring that's as unique as the one you love. Genesis Diamonds.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging. This approach makes a difference.
Football is finally here. And no matter which team is your personal favorite, your game is on at the Sports and Social Club. Featuring more than 60 high-def TVs, great pub food on the new menu, and comfortable tavern seating inside and out at 4th Street Live. The Sports and Social Club is ready for the 2019 season. How ready? $3 Bud and Bud Light drink specials will greet you this week during all college and NFL games at the Sports and Social Club. Check it all out today on Facebook, the Sports and Social Club.
Well, we are just chock-a-block with play-by-play guys today. We already had Mick Huberto-Mai from Florida and Tom Leach, and now we get Randy Lee from Western Kentucky. Randy, how are you today?
Wonderful, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us here. I always ask the other guys when it's one of the opponents of one of the local teams, kind of for a State of the Union address at the start. So what's the state of the union around this football team for your institution right now?
Well, I think most people expected the team to be 1-1 after the first two games of the season. They just didn't anticipate a loss to Central Arkansas than a win at FIU.
True.
So a little bit of a surprise to start the season. I think they maybe realized some things defensively in that first game. They depended upon their corners to match up on the outside, and they were ripped for over 400 yards passing, and then they had a lot of safety help in the second game against FIU and gave up 66 yards passing. So I think that was a big adjustment defensively that really paid off this past week.
Well, Randy, let me ask you this. If you were playing, scheming and playing against Western, what would you be concerned with, and where would you see chances to benefit yourself, and what would you do to do that?
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, I would try to make the WK quarterback, Stephen Duncan, or whomever would be playing, to be the one to try to beat you. I would do everything I could to take away the run game and see if and get pressure on the quarterback. Stephen Duncan's only been sacked once in two games. I don't know that he's been knocked down in the other passes. WKU's strength, they have two strengths, offensive and defensive lines, and they returned every single player who started a year ago, one of only two teams in college football to boast of that. Now they've lost their starting left tackle, but they have another youngster replacing him who started half the season last year. So they're really good up front, and so far, Steven has not been really forced to make hurried throws, but the Hilltopper coaching staff's expecting that to not be the case this week with Wade Louisville comes after the passer.
Speaking of coaching staff, obviously Scott Satterfield in his first year here, and it's been very clear what his message is. It's one of consistency of effort and focus and try and change the culture. And you've got a new guy at the helm as well with Tyson Helton. We've also seen him change a lot of things schematically. The offensive line has looked fairly good in the early part of the season for Louisville. What kinds of changes, or not necessarily just changes, what are the core parts of Tyson Helton's coaching philosophy and what he's trying to do with this football team?
He was here under Jeff Brohm when Jeff was the head coach. Tyson was his offensive coordinator for 2 years before he left to join his brother Clay Helton, the head coach at USC. Tyson also worked with Jeff Brohm at UAB when they were both assistant coaches. So he's off the Brohm coaching tree, and he believes in a big play offense, likes to spread it around, depends a lot on the quarterback to make great decisions. So he's more of an offensive kind of guy. And that's one of the reasons they decided to bring him in here is, the short, the glorious tenure of Jeff Brohm for 2.5 years. WKU was the best team in Conference USA his last 2.5 years, and Tyson was a major part of that. So it's an offense. They want the quarterback to get the job done and make big plays and throw it down the field. And defensively speaking, this team is really good up front with pretty good safeties. They've got some inexperience at the linebacker spot, but Tyson's an offensive guy, and I would say he's just like Jeff Brohm on and off the field.
Well, now U of L they're not a big defensive team, but man, they're fast. They've got really good team speed on the defensive side. How do you deal with that if you're Western Kentucky?
Well, they're concerned about that, and I do feel like they're anticipating really having some problems handling Louisville, as good as their offensive line is. So they're anticipating they're going to probably have to have a pretty good pass blocking scheme, and then maybe leave a running back in the backfield to help out the offensive line and pass protection. But no, they're worried to death about Louisville's team speed on both sides of the ball, and I don't know that I can recall the coaching staff that's been more complimentary of the opposing coaching staff in game week than they have this week about what Louisville's done. They really felt like moving to the 3-4 defense was exactly what Louisville needed to do, because with all the really good linebackers that Louisville has now, they can put them all at the field at the same time.
Randy Leeds with us, the play-by-play voice for Western Kentucky. This game, of course, will be played at the home of the Tennessee Titans at Nissan Stadium. What kind of an atmosphere do you expect there? Is there a lot of excitement to play in the stadium? The coach and the coaching staff, and collectively, I think they've all said the same thing. If this is what it takes for us to get to play some of the Power 5 teams in the neighboring states, then we'll do it because we want those games. But, no disrespect, but this is not a year where people think it was going to be a super big year for Western. So are people jazzed up enough to put a lot of fannies in the stands? What kind of an atmosphere do you expect?
I don't think it'll be a big crowd at all. I mean, I knew what the ticket counts were from both schools about 3 days ago. I'm sure it's increased since then, but I don't anticipate it's going to be a crowd like WKU has played in front of twice at the Nissan Stadium when they played the Kentucky Wildcats. Our fan base is waiting to see, and I know Louisville's fan base is certainly excited, but I don't know how many people had made plans prior to the season in the Louisville fan base to make the trip down to Nashville, simply because I don't know what they expected, to see. And, some of them, I'm sure, are coming back, but probably weren't too fired up enough to make plans, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ahead of time, maybe to go to Nashville. So I look for it to be a stadium that'll probably, at best, at 25,000.
I got to ask this before you go. It's many years after the fact, but ever since you guys have gone, I've been intrigued. What was the bowl game like in the Bahamas? That's a fascinating bowl. I know it's not one of the marquee bowls, but I swear I'd love to go to that bowl game.
We spent, maybe 4 days prior to the game. We were the first. We played in the very first Bahamas Bowl, and the stadium is actually a track and field complex. Track and field is the number one sport in the Bahamas. They're an Olympic team, does very well. And the story I can relay from the football side of things was one of our assistant coaches arrived and felt like the end zones weren't 10 yards deep. So they marked it off, and sure enough, one end zone was close to being, or 10 yards, not 10 feet. One end zone was close to being 10 yards. The other one was only 8.5 yards. So based upon that, in the end zone that was only 8.5 yards deep, WKU decided they were not going to throw any end zone fake passes. So the game comes down to the very last play of the game.
I remember that.
Yeah, WKU had, a 4-touchdown lead going into the fourth quarter. And sure enough, Central Michigan rallies. They scored on a kickoff where about eight guys, there's like Cal and Stanford, one of those deals.
Right.
Which got them to the win within one, and they decided to go for the win with about, 10, 12 seconds to go in the game. So our staff said, make sure, because they were going into the end zone, which is 8.5 yards deep. So they said, make sure if they're going to throw the ball, we're going to get up in their face, and we're going to force them to throw a fade. And I'll be darned, Central Michigan throws a fade to throw it out the back of the end zone. They won the game by a point.
You got it. That's scouting, my friends. That is coaching. I love stories like that about new initiatives. We got to go, Randy. Good talking to you. Have a good call tomorrow. You'll actually be on here in Louisville. Obviously, our sister station is the home for Western Kentucky football in Louisville, so the fans will hear your dulcet tones.
Well, our fan base in Louisville really appreciates your sister station having our games.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Thanks so much, Randy Lee with us. And Mike, we are just cranking guests along. Here's our next guest. It's going to be our celebrity picker. Let's hear a sample of his work.
Name, who's going to be the guest picker?
Oh, gosh, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, again, if you could get Jennifer Lawrence, that would be great.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Bar in this town I go drinking. One less beach to watch that red sun sinking. One less number in my phone. One less way to get back home. One less church to go to pray. If less is more is what they say, then I got one more, almost got it right. One more string of sleepless nights. One more tell myself it's gonna be okay. One more man, what could have been. One more why this at the end. One more empty bottle in this world. Cause of one less girl.
It is. That's the title of the song, One Less Girl, from the album. They still do albums?
Why, sure, Bob.
The album is called Tulane Town, One Less Girl, and the hardest working man in show business joins us right now, J.D. Shelburne. Dig this, Mike. We're only in September. The dude, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is playing a show tonight, and I think tonight's show is
Pigeon Forge.
Actually, it's at Floyd's Fork.
Floyd's Fork.
That is show number 155. Dude's done 155 shows. You got to be getting punchy, J.D. Shelburne. God bless. That is a hard-working man. And he doesn't want to talk to us, evidently.
My man, what's up? Sorry, what's up?
No, you get scared the crap out of me.
Well, we thought you disappeared to Floyd's Fork.
10-minute introduction, and then you blow us off. I was going to be like, what the hell is he doing there? Good to talk to you, my friend. How you been?
It feels good. It's good to be back. It's been crazy, man. You had me all built up, and I felt like I was going to, like, I couldn't turn my radio down quick enough, man. Things are good. Like you said, 155 dates. I've got, like, 60 more dates on the calendar till Christmas, man, and I kind of still feel the holes every now and then. So I'm going to play over 200 shows this year. And, man, I'll tell you what, I put 35,000 miles in my Tahoe last year. I'm going to probably make 40,000 this year miles on my new car, man. So we burn the roads up and love every minute of it.
Well, good for you. And you never cheat your fans. God bless you. That's the one thing I'm always impressed by. It doesn't matter whether you're playing in front of 1,000 people or 15,000 people. You always play your heart out, and you give everybody a great show. So congratulations. Now, by the way, he's also going to be playing at Hometown Rising Saturday at the Bourbon Boots stage. Is that right, Nick? Do I have that information?
That's right.
At 4:10. Well, good for you. So
excited, man. We found out about that show first year, and when I found out they were bringing the Country Music Fest to Louisville, I had met Danny Wimmer at Derby last year, and he kind of put the bug in my ear that, hey, we're going to bring a Country Fest to Louisville, our first one. We'd love to have you on it. And I'm like, listen, don't forget about me when it comes time to book it, because I do want to be a part of it. And so when they selected me in January and I found out about it, and I was thrilled. And so it's hard to believe it's already September 14th, you know, when the show, my first show, when we play there. It's hard to believe. Time has flown by for me, and I never thought this date would ever get here.
Well, the only thing is, though, we're a little bit pissed off because you are the defending champion in our bocce tournament, and able to come. I mean, that's, that's really – it's like in boxing when the guy can't defend his crown and they got to turn to the next guy.
Come on, JD.
usually people call me bad words when you kind of back out on events when you're still the champ. You know, I look like I'm scared. I promise. I don't care who it is. Dan Issel won't beat me. Any of these guys you bring, they're not going to beat me. I'm sorry. I'm the champ.
Well, now, listen, you have to have a cardboard stand-up of yourself. If you'd get that up there Monday, and we could put that up against the new champion, and we'd say, old champ, new champ.
Join us next year when he battles back. So, all right. Well, you're nice enough to be our first celebrity picker of the year. By the way, as always, people can find your music on all the usual online places. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Google us, jdshelburne.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Music, Spotify. It's JD Shelburne on Spotify. Listen to our songs. We love our fans, and we love when people listen to us. Take time to do that.
Hey, I got a favor to ask of you, by the way. I'm going to do it real quick. My son went to college with a guy that was dating this girl. They're no longer dating, but we made friends with her. And she's in Nashville, and she's just done her first song, and she's worked with a really accomplished producer. You'd know his name. And I'm going to – would you mind horribly if I sent you an email of this song that she's done and give me some feedback? And would you feel horribly if she picked your brain maybe about it? Because she's a great kid, sweetheart, beautiful girl, and I think she's got some talent. So would that be okay in your book?
I actually enjoy doing that. So if you would please send that over and – I'd love to find out more. And I love doing that kind of stuff in my free time. So anything new, new artists, trying to give it a shot, I love to give advice because really when I was doing it, no one gave me any advice.
Yep.
So I like to like when people ask me, you know, I like to sit down and tell them, here's what I did, here's what you don't do, here's the stuff, the mistakes I made, you know, because everybody down in Nashville is going to have their hand out. They want money, you know, and I tell artists that, you know, don't pay everybody to tell you they're going to do something for you because most of the time they're not going to do anything for you. They're just going to take your money to the bank, cash the check.
That's true. Sadly true. That's a very yep. it's a good lesson to learn early, JD. There's no question about that. All right, he's our first celebrity picker of the year. He's going to pick three college games and three NFL games. So you got a lot on the docket here. So here we go. JD picking Florida laying 8.5 at UK. I know where you're going to pick this. I just know you. Who are you taking?
Well, I got to shout out my buddy, my counterpart, Greg Allen. He works for Century Mortgage. Him and I, we do a lot of picking together, and he helped me on this one because a couple of the games I just didn't think I had my best. So here's what I got. Of course, I got my UK Wildcats beating Florida by 7.
Okay.
I'm not scared. Terry's out. I'm sad about that. But this Sawyer Smith guy, I like his. I just like the momentum he's got going. You know, he's a seasoned guy. If things open up early, I look for cats to throw early, throw a lot, and say I catch by 7.
All right. He also sounds like a country singer, Sawyer Smith to me. He sounds like
does, doesn't it? I want to say Sawyer Brown every time I hear.
That's what I think. Me too. That's what I think. I expect Ed McMahon to introduce him on the anyway. All right, U of L laying 10 at Western. Well, it's not really at Western. It's in your new hometown in Nashville down there. So, what do you think?
Well, you know, I watched Louisville play Notre Dame. I was actually really impressed with Louisville with all the stats I read online. Really, nobody expects them to do much, but man, they really impressed me against Notre Dame. Both teams move the football great. They will punish the defenses. I like the looks like Walker. I think he'll have a big game for WKU, but I don't think – you know, he's a beast. We read online that he threw for 252 yards last week, three touchdowns in his first two games. That's pretty awesome. But I say in the end, Louisville's going to beat the top, wins by 14 in Nashville.
All right. We got one more college game. It's the game day game, right? And I think it is. Iowa at Iowa State, an in-state rival. This is a close one. Iowa State is laying a point. Who you like in this one?
Well, the quarterback for Iowa State's last name's Purdy. They've got a pretty good chance. what kind of last name is that? I love it. You know, Iowa State's quarterback, Brock Purdy, I didn't know really much about him. Greg helped me with this one. You know, if he gets on a roll, it's over for the Hawkeyes, honestly. Cyclones have one weapon that's throwing the ball, letting Purdy kind of do his thing. I mean, that last name, Purdy, I mean, I love it.
That's it.
You know, I look for him to hook up with Jones a lot. Cyclones by 10.
All right. Let's move to the National Football League, where the Colts go on the road for their second straight road game to start the season, taking on the Titans. They put on quite a show in L.A., really unfortunate for them not to win a very uncharacteristically subpar day for Adam Vinatieri, actually. They would have won the game. Titans laying 3.5 after they absolutely dropped the proverbial bomb on the Cleveland Browns. Who do you like in this one?
Well, I wonder if that was a fluke, you know?
Yeah,
you know, I'm a big Titans fan. I've been in Nashville 10 years, and honestly, I didn't really get into NFL football until I moved to Nashville. And they eat and breathe and sleep Tennessee Titans football. So, you know, I'm going Titans by 3. You know, with no Andrew Luck, I look for the Titans to swarm the Colts on defense. Probably a big day for our quarterback, Mariota. He's due for a big day. You know, we're looking to lean on him this year again. So I say Titans by 3, beating the Colts.
Well, so the line is 3.5. So who do you want to take in the pick here? Do you want to you want to take the Titans?
Let's do.
All right. Yep. All right, the 49ers and the other local team, the Bengals, this is almost a pick 'em. Bengals are favored by 1 at home. Who do you like?
You know, Andy Dalton and the Bengals roll past 49ers easily. I'm going to say Bengals by 10.
Well, all right, that would people like that. And finally, we wrap it up with the old-fashioned Cowboys and Indians from when kids were little, the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. Cowboys are laying 5.5 against Washington. Who do you like here?
Cowboys are always stacked, man. They got Prescott, Elliott, Gallup, too much for the Redskins. I look for the Cowboys to abuse the Redskins' defense, just like the Eagles did in the second half last week. So I'm looking Dallas Cowboys by 7.
All right, my friend. Well, why don't you go do some shows? It's only 2 o'clock. You can probably do one now, but between now and the one you got scheduled tonight, squeeze another one in there.
Hey, just like your brother said, don't ever give up, man. You know, I'm always rocking and taking every gig I can, trying to make a name for myself. And it's been a blessed year, and very grateful for everything the good Lord has given me. And we'll just keep rolling with it, man. This weekend's a big one for us, so we appreciate the info and appreciate the sponsor and all the promotions from you guys on ESPN, and let me carry my bocce chant for another year.
All right, brother.
Be careful in your travels.
Take care of yourself. Be safe. Thanks so much, JD. JD Shelburne. By the way, Louisville fans know this, that Purdy's brother is Chuba Purdy, U of L's top commit for next year. So this young man that Iowa State that he's talking about is the older brother of the kid that Louisville's going to get, Chuba. How great is that?
Is any of this have any connection to Terry Bradshaw? Because Bradshaw always says, I'm Purdy.
Yeah.
He says, well, I'm Purdy.
Let's hope so, because if he has half the career Terry Bradshaw had, he's going to be a hell of a player.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Mike and I now on the clock with our picks. And I got to get the games up here, and I've had so many windows open because of all the guests, which, Nick, thank you for that, but still it means I'm kind of rocking and rolling here in a
hurry.
Your
first up is UK and IU.
I got to say.
UK and Florida.
It's both of us.
All right, I've got UK and Florida, and this is, you know, very sad. I got burned the first week picking against them, but I just can't take a defense that good that is leading the country in sacks. I hope, really, I really do, not only for the UK fans, but for the kid himself, that he plays a great game, and I think he may develop into a very effective quarterback. But, my God, that's asking a lot. That's asking a lot. I mean, of any athlete.
Well, they're getting 8.5.
8.5. The only thing that gives me pause is Mark Stoops has convinced me he can orchestrate games like this where he keeps it a low-scoring game, where it's a slog fest.
I would take the under.
That is a better bet. Yeah. But I can't do it. But then again, I'm 4-6, UK fans, so you should be happy. Maybe I'll be 4-7, but I'll take Florida and lay the 8.5. But it is a lot of points. You're right, but still. Let me see what the Sagarins have to say about that, by the way. I'll take a look at that. Here we go. But anyway, that's the pick there. And you are taking
taking U of L.
U of L laying the 10 on the road.
All right.
Now I got to give you a game. And unfortunately, my phone is completely locked up. So why don't you give me one, and then I'll.
All right, I'm
going
to give you Ohio State going to Bloomington. Bloomington, IU's been playing well. The Buckeyes coming off an emotional game against Cincinnati, where they just drilled the Bearcats.
Absolutely annihilated. How many points are they getting? That's the big question. See, because my phone here is. I'll find it. Stay with me. I will dig it up.
I'm working it, too.
All right, we'll get it. There we go. Now I've just unlocked. So let's see if we can find what we need. There's ESPN, and there's close that, open that, boom, college football. Here we go. All right, NCAA football. We go to the Big Ten, and the spread for this game is 18. 18 at Indiana, huh?
Yep.
I want to check one thing real fast. Boy, it's right on the number. It is right on the number. Holy Toledo. Well, I got to go with my boy, Mel Kiper. Take the underdog only if you think they have a chance to win, and I just don't see Indiana beating this team. I think Ohio State actually is – you could have got a decent price on them to win the national championship in this casino, too.
IU's quarterback is also questionable.
Questionable.
Michael Penix.
I don't think that's a nice thing to say about him. He seems like a fine young man.
And he's not healthy. He's a fine young man.
From sources, it sounds like the scuttlebutt is, when they say doubtful, out.
All right, I'm keeping you in the Pac-10, in the Big Ten, rather, because I find it's a rivalry game, which is always makes it intriguing. You know probably this. Ohio guys relate to the Pennsylvania guys. Pitt takes on Penn State, a noon game, and Penn State is laying 17. It's a lot of puntos in a rivalry game. What do you like in there?
I'm going to take the home team. This is the last game that's going to be played between these guys for a while. There's nothing else left to schedule.
So you think Penn State will send them off?
I just like the home team. I think they're 3 touchdowns better.
All right. Give me game number 3, and then we got 2 more college ones. And then
I'm
going
to go back into your world of the ACC.
Oh, thank God you're not going. I thought you were going to the Pac-12 just to torture me.
Next time.
All right, go ahead.
Kansas and Boston College.
Boy, that's a crap ton of points. But Kansas was so bad last week.
Yep.
That's a lot of points. I think when you're trying to build a program, the hardest thing to do is play well on the road. And so I can't take Kansas. Not that I'm enamored with giving up 20 points. I really am not. But, that's a hard thing to do. And they're going in a familiar, then a, a, a,
a road game. They're not familiar. It's not a conference game. Boston College has got the, you know, the joy of thinking that, hey, it's a new year. And
I got a W coming in here. They can smell a W.
So I think it may be a late one where they get a couple of late scores and break it open, but I'll take the BC Eagles. All right, I'm going to just match you conference for conference. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to give you – this, I think, is actually a more interesting game than you might think. Florida State goes to number 25, the Virginia Lachlan McLeans. UVA is – when's the last time we saw UVA laying 7.5 against Florida State? That's only a recent phenomenon these last couple of years because of Florida State's perceived absolute the wheels have come off. But it's still Florida State, 7:30 at night in Virginia. Virginia laying 7.5. What do we like there?
Yeah, I think Florida State's got to stand up and be counted right now. Coach is under a lot of pressure.
Yes, he is.
You don't know what the locker room is like, whether they're standing up for him, they're behind him, or they're just going, hey, it's been a rough 2 years or a year and a half, and we don't care. But I'm going to go with the traveling Florida State Seminoles.
Willie Taggart's. Okay, here we go. Give me one more in college.
All right. I'm going to take you out west, brother.
Of course you are.
Where Southern California visits BYU. BYU coming off a game they stole in Knoxville. Yeah. They stole it. And USC is standing at 2-0, and their coach was on the hot seat to start the year. Okay? So you have USC and BYU playing at BYU.
And USC's given 4 on the road. I don't like giving points on the road, but I think USC's got a vibe right now. They're changing their athletic director. They got off to a start. They're nationally ranked again. BYU was extremely lucky, to be honest with you. Because of that, I'm not sure they're going to come out as hungry. I always think a team coming back home after a loss is a little bit hungrier than a team coming back home after a win.
I agree.
So I'm going to take the Trojans. I've taken way too many favorites, but that's where I'm going with USC.
You give me one more?
I am not giving you a Pac-12 game.
Uh-oh.
I'm taking you to the Big 12, where the obvious bet is always to take the over, but I'm not going to give you that choice. By the way, did you see Kevin Keats got a contract extension today through 2025-26?
Did not
see
that.
So obviously, whatever the problems they perceive at NC State, they don't think are his. He's a good guy, by the way.
Well, he's going to have a way out. Because he wasn't involved.
He had nothing to do with any of that. Correct. All right. Here's what I'm giving you, because I would not want to pick this game. So those are the ones I give you.
Okay.
Texas Tech goes to Arizona, and Arizona is getting 2.5 at home. Texas Tech's 2-0. Arizona's 1-1.
And Arizona is getting 2.5
at home.
All right, I'm going to go with the visitors. I'm going to take the visitors.
So you're taking a favorite there.
Yes,
as
I
well.
Am. Yes, I
All right,
am.
Now we wrap it up by going to the National Football League. And you go first.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Let's do the Bengals in San Francisco for you. And it's what, 1.5?
It's, according to what I just thought, it was 1, unless it's
1,
changed.
Okay.
It's 1. All right, Cincinnati... I predicted they would be better than anybody else in the office here in our preseason picks, just because I wanted to make that one different pick. So if they're going to get anywhere near the record I predicted for them, which I think was 7 or 8 wins, I can't remember, this is a game they have to have. So I got to back my statement up, so I'll take the Bengals laying the points. So
1.5, right?
One.
Okay.
Just 1.
All right.
You are going to get a great game, a rivalry game, against a team that looked really good in its opener, with a team that won a slogfest against Chicago. The Vikings go to Green Bay, and Green Bay is laying 2.5.
All right.
Now, those teams couldn't have looked different. Minnesota looked great. Packers looked very pedestrian, but their defense looked very good.
I'm taking the Packers on the bounce.
All right. Okay. A little horse racing.
And they are 2.5 points.
2.5 points. All right. So there you go. He's got Louisville, Penn State, Florida State, Texas Tech, and the Packers. I've got Florida, Ohio State, Boston College, USC, and Cincinnati in our picks this week. By the way, 1 minute before we go off the air, your thoughts on the Justify thing.
It's It's not helping horse racing, that's for sure.
That's how I look at it.
Not helping horse
people,
racing.
Because a bunch of people really passionately wrote me, this doesn't really enhance the horse's performance. That's not really the point. The point is,
looks bad.
Exactly.
It looks bad.
Why did it take so long to tell them? Yep. You know what it reminds me of? And I got in trouble. The only time I ever got in trouble through my show at ESPN was I made so much fun of the commissioner's office in baseball. Remember the Ryan Braun drug test
that the guy took
the urine sample home? Yeah. And I turned it into a whole Weekend at Bernie's thing. Like, he took the urine sample to the amusement park. He put it on the roller coaster. And the office, they said, could you scale that down a little bit? But that's the same thing. I mean, this is in a sport that's just under siege. How could you come across so
cavalier?
Yes.
Cavalier.
That's a good choice of words.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't really think it had a hell of a lot to do with the horse winning. I really don't. But, he did test positive in a race where he qualified for the Derby, and other horses have been disqualified.
I agree with you that I don't think it made a real big difference. But the fact of the matter is, in some people's eyes, it did. Whether you can prove it or not, you can't prove it. It's just, again, it's the optic of the whole thing.
That's what I said. I said, then one thing I think you say with certainty coming into this, whether you think it's right or wrong or good or bad, there's going to be a little asterisk next to that win forever.
Sure.
Whether you think it should be or not, that's the way it's going to be perceived. Just like Barry Bonds' home run record or whatever. He never tested positive. You can say whatever you want, but the perception is going to be what it is. And that's unfortunate.
It is, because horse racing does not need that.
Does not. Great seeing you, buddy. I'll see you Monday.
We'll be tossing bocce balls.
We will.
We'll be
Mike
tossing.
Pratt, Bob Belvano, Fast Break Friday. You folks in Louisville. We got another hour to go.
Oh, crap. I forgot the playout music. Do you want the playout music?
Sure, why not?
All right, give me 1 second. Say something witty.
Something witty.
Man walked into a bar and said, ouch, because it was an iron bar.
Fantastic. That's not it. Okay, wait.
What do you crank up the cassette? You got to put new batteries in the cassette or what?
I was winding the tape.
Okay.
I was winding the tape.
All right, what do you got?
There we go.
Where is this from, by the way?
This
music.
This is Gimme Shelter by
I recognize that. Of course it is. It's definitely Gimme
Shelter. The Stones.
Sure.
Stones.
Yeah.
And we want to thank all our sponsors.
Yes.
Yes.
Made it all possible.
And including the sponsors, some of whom are actually, I think, also part of the bocce tournament. So thank you for that
Packaging,
as well.
Premier Packaging, River City Bank.
Neurometabolic.
Yeah, Neurometabolic. Dr. Sears, our friends at Universal Windows Direct.
Gray Cell Ferguson Storm Door and Airline.
I was trying to think of a funny
Bob Newhart company. The Gray Cell Ferguson Storm Door and Airline.
I missed that one.
That's awesome.
All right. We'll be back on Louisville the rest of you. See you next week. ESPN Radio.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.